Welcome to Terra Talks, where we talk about all things real estate. In each episode, we'll tackle current trends and topics of interest, both locally and regionally. However or wherever you decide to tune in, you're not going to want to miss this.
All right, well, welcome. This is another episode of Terra Talks, and we're here with our great friends from the Grenada office, Maria Latouche and Kareem, my newest friend. So, and I'm Andrew Malalu. You've seen me before, I think. So we're going to be talking all things Grenada. So tell us, what's happening in Grenada, Maria and Kareem?
Well, we have lots of things happening in Grenada. We have land selling as usual, wonderful views everywhere, coastline. We have some new villas listed. We're very excited about that. Silver Sands Villas. We have new hotels being built. We have our CBI project, you know, going on, which is a big draw to Grenada. We have St. George's University. We have marinas. We have condos going up. We have hotels being built. There's a lot happening in Grenada right now.
Wow.
And we're very excited about everything that's happening there.
Wow, look at that. Yeah, I heard a lot about that Silver Sands project is called, yeah. And Kareem, on the valuation side, man, what's happening? You've seen a lot of work from the banks and all that?
Yeah. Well, we recently added an RICS member to our team. Mm-hmm. So we now have an RICS member on the valuations team. So we expect to see some more results coming out of that. But even to add some more data and numbers to what Maria said, we usually love to capture data in Grenada and give an analysis on what's happening in the market. So we would have analyzed the first quarter, the first half of the year, sorry, mm-hmm. Of 2023, last year. And what we have seen, that sales were like 330 something sales thus far, which is a slight increase for previous years. And even the sales volume were also slightly up, but we expect that trend to continue. So ending of the year, the numbers aren't crunched, but we expected to do like 700 and something sales. So the market has been doing good.
And that's the overall market. Is that, Maria, is that like Barbados where your tourism market, if tourism does well, the market does well? That's how it works in Grenada as well?
Well, Grenada is a little less tourism centric than Barbados is. So for us, what drives us is a little bit more about the CBI, the university, mm-hmm. and we are getting a little stiff competition from Ross in Barbados. So SGU has been taking a little hit, and we were a little worried about that, but we see the numbers coming back. Tourism is a new product in Grenada, and I say relatively new. And so we can only aspire to the levels of tourism that Barbados enjoys. So I would say that our markets are more driven by right now CBI and the university make up big parts of our GDP. And so we rely heavily on that, as well as agriculture. We still have the nutmeg, and one of the biggest producers of nutmeg and high quality nutmeg. So while tourism is important to us as a thing that's being developed, and it does contribute to our economy's performance, it's not as significant as, say, a Barbados environment. So we continue to push forward and try to develop as much as we can. Our marina industry also contributes a lot. Because of our geographic location at 12 degrees north, we do provide protection to the boating and yachting community. And so we have a lot more diverse contribution to our economy, though it could be more. Like, we need to get some more people. For sure, more people will be good. And so I've been talking to the Trinidad office and saying, send some Trinidadians over to Grenada. We could do with a few Trinis in Grenada. Tourism is definitely a focus now. And we have a new CEO at the GTA. And she's been doing really well and pushing and trying to get our tourism product, I mean, even close to what Barbados does. But we do aspire to build that tourism product out a bit more. But right now, it isn't as significant as, say, a Barbados context. Yes, it's a little bit more diverse.
Yeah, you do. And St. George's University has done very well. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to come back to you in a second to talk a little bit about that new Silver Sands project, which because that got us in Barbados a little worried about what you got going on down there. That's pretty good. But before we get there, Kareem, what's in the office today? Tell us about the complement, the size, because you know it's a big office for Little Grenada, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We have a total of 15 staff members. The larger part being the brokerage team. We have 8 really good agents. As we always say, Terra is all about knowledge, and our agents are definitely have that knowledge on the market. You're able to pick up the phone, call them, they could tell you what's happening in the market. So they're driven. Our valuations team is 2 members. Of course, we always have the support of Maria as well. And the others are making up the marketing, the admin, but we are a small team, but we talawa, as the Jamaicans love to see.
We're small, but we're mighty.
Yeah.
Well, Maria, you better tell us a little bit now about Silver Sands, because I think you're starting at $7 million US.
That's starting. But the Silver Sands project in Grenada is phenomenal. It is a market that they have created. Never existed before in Grenada. So they created something special.
Who's they? Tell us about they.
The developers are out of Egypt and private developers, mm-hmm. and have taken a special interest in Grenada and have secured several sites for the development of tourism and hospitality industry in Grenada. So we have, I think they have about 4 or 5 very significant sites, including land at Port Louis, property previously of Mount Cinnamon, beachfront and hillside property. They just finished a new hotel called Beach House. And all of these properties were surrounded and initiated for the tourism product and supported by the CBI, Citizenship by Investment. So, for example, Beach House is completely sold out via the Citizenship by Investment. And that link has now created the infrastructure on the ground, which adds now high-end hotel rooms to our inventory. And I think that so far it's been paying off, because one of the big challenges with Citizenship by Investment is to ensure that the inventory is then built, not just that the investment is made and the money is siphoned mm-hmm. and taken out of the country. But what we've seen happening now in this situation is where we're actually seeing rooms built, and that the Citizenship by Investment is turning into infrastructure on the ground, which then builds our tourism product. So we look forward to seeing more of what the Silver Sands group does. And it's been positive so far. So we look forward to that high-end development, because bearing in mind that Grenada is a small physical territory. So what we have to be mindful of is the type of development we do. We can't do mass developments. We can't have those 3,000 room and, you know, type developments. Our developments have to be boutique, high to middle. And so that's the trend that has been happening with this particular developer. And we look forward to great things from them. And certainly the team Terra, along with Knight Frank, we're looking forward to selling those villas at Silver Sands. So starting at $7 million US, all the way up to $14 million for beachfront. We have seven and eight and nine and up to $14 million. And what I would like to say is that in Grenada, you're safe. One of the things we pride ourselves is safety and your freedom as a property owner to walk around and go unnoticed and enjoy your freedom and your safety. And we think that that's one of the big pluses for living and being a part of our Grenada.
Absolutely.
Environment. Yeah.
That's more and more important these days. That's for sure. But I think it's a big moment that we should celebrate with a joint listing with Knight Frank.
Certainly for us.
Yeah. I think it is as well within the Terra network, and mm-hmm. it's really fantastic. But I think we're probably running out of our time. But I really want to thank Kareem and Maria for sharing this time with us. And any parting comments, or should we just wave goodbye?
I would certainly like to say congratulations to you and your team for an amazing headquarters. This was our first time here, and we really enjoyed being here. And it gives us aspirations to do bigger and greater things. But we see the thought that went into providing an environment that lends to collaboration and lends to everything that is Terra, sharing of knowledge, teamwork. And we just want to congratulate you and your team for doing an excellent job in putting together our new home the headquarters, and we are looking forward to many more visits here.
Well, thanks for that. But, you know, my role in this was the same as it was in my wedding. Just stay out of the way. Stay out of the way.
Well, you did that very well.
Oh, yeah, I still did. Yes, yes. Anyhow, thanks a lot. And so here's to the Spice Isle. Thanks a lot, guys.
You're welcome.